The Philly Fanatic greeting some fans at Citizens Bank Park on Sunday before the series finale between the Phils and Nationals, and the home team would get to Steven Strasburg early on.
Now the set of the pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground, through the vacated left side into left center, a base hit. Rounding third is Joseph, he's coming home, the throw will go to second, into third is Knapp. Freddy Galvis comes through with a ground ball slowly hit through the vacated shortstop position with a three-man overshift to the right side of the infield. For Galvis, his sixth run batted into the year. A single to left center gets the Phillies on the board. It's Philadelphia 1, Washington nothing. Now the set. Strasburg delivers. Swing at a ground ball right side. Murphy gets to it. Shallow right. Whirls. Hesitates. Throw to first. Safe! A hesitation before he got rid of the ball, and Hernandez beats the play, and Knapp scores from third, and the Phillies lead 2-0.
Well, Lind broke for the ball, and when Murphy whirled, Lind was not at the bag, and that's why he hesitated. That hesitation cost the Nationals the out.
Run. Here's a belt to left center toward the gap. That's going to get down and roll to the wall. Heading for third is Hernandez. He'll come around. He'll score without a play as the throw from Eaton comes in to the shortstop, Stephen Drew. Howie Kendrick, six hits in his last 13 times up, drives in his fifth run of the year with a double to left center field. And now the Phillies have scored twice, putting up a crooked number in the fifth. Older Glover throwing down, a swing and a drive. Deep left field, way back, going, going. It is gone. Goodbye. It is a game-tying pinch hit. Three-run homer in the ninth inning for Ryan Zimmerman. And the Nationals kept off the board for 8 2/3 innings of frustration, going back to last night's game. And Nationals fans here in Philadelphia are on their feet. No question about it. Bang! Zoom goes Zimmerman with his third home run of the season. A game-tying pinch-hit three-run homer. It's the Nationals 3 and the Phillies 3. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a looper. Shallow left. It's going to fall in and the Phillies win. On a looping single to left for Cesar Hernandez. His second hit of the game, his second run batted in, and the Phillies out of the dugout to mob Cesar Hernandez. The leadoff walk, Nava comes in to score, and after trailing all the way until two out of the top of the ninth and tying it on the Zimmerman pinch hit three-run homer, the Nationals bullpen again falters. Leadoff man on ad nauseum through this first week of the season in the late innings. And Daniel Nava scores on the two-out looping single to left for Cesar Hernandez. And the Phillies win the series. They win this game in the bottom of the ninth inning, a walk-off victory. The final score, the Phillies 4 and the Nationals 3.
The Nationals scuffle over the weekend in Philly and fall to 500 on the year at 3-3. Here's skipper Dusty Baker.
They get, like, one hit and win the game. And I thought we'd gotten out of that. That shows the importance of contact. You know, when you make contact, anything, you know, can happen. And, you know, they played us tough this series, but, you know, we definitely let that one get away. If you can't handle this, you know, how you going to handle when the real pressure, you know, starts in the second half and the playoffs and the World Series. So this is a learning process for a lot of them. And, I still got, you know, confidence in those guys big time. Strauss pitched a heck of a game, you know. We were late getting back to the bag. That cost us a run. And then they got another two out hit by Howie Kendrick, and all the runs were scored today with two outs. And that's kind of what's been eluding us, is a two out hit. And it seems like the other teams, you know, have been getting them early in the year, and they're certainly not any better hitters than we are. It's just that we just have to, you know, keep grinding and our breaks will come.
The Nationals return to action on Monday when they head home to host the Cardinals with Tanner Roark on the mound.